From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russia has warned the United States that attacks on Syrian government forces could have repercussions across the Middle East. Russian news agencies quote Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova as saying that a U.S. intervention against the Syrian army will lead to terrible tectonic consequences, not only on the territory of this country, but also in the region as a whole. The statement came as Russian airstrikes hit an Aleppo hospital in the eastern rebel-held neighborhood of Sakur, putting it out of service. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and local coordination committee said one person was killed. Talal Abul Youssef is an ambulance driver. He says airstrikes targeted infrastructure and hospitals. The area was completely destroyed by around 7 air raids. Syrian government forces, backed by Russian aircraft, renewed their offensive against Aleppo Wednesday after a deal brokered with the United States for a cessation of hostilities and delivery of humanitarian aid broke down. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has apparently launched a plan to discredit Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton by attempting to make former President Bill Clinton's sexual indiscretions a central issue of the campaign. In an interview Friday with the New York Times newspaper, Trump said he believes the negative attacks will help him win over more women voters, two-thirds of which view him unfavorably, according to polls. The Clinton campaign has apparently tried to preempt Trump's attacks by releasing audio of Bill Clinton discussing his marriage with Hillary. Trump's verbal attacks come despite the fact that the real estate mogul is on his third marriage. Two previous marriages ended in divorce. This is VOA News.